Welcome to this episode of Ad Agency Live. Now, before we actually get into this episode, I just wanted to personally thank you for taking the time to come check us out. We really appreciate our listeners. You guys mean the world to us, and you are the reason why we are creating this content. And I would also like to invite you to come check out ProfitableAds.com. That is actually our agency. So what we do is we help businesses such as yourself cut acquisition costs by up to 50%, meaning you can get people into your business using paid advertising for half the price. Now, you can't just pay us to do this work for you. We actually have what's called a partner program. And if you have an active business that is making money and you would like to cut your cost per acquisition and use online advertising to leverage for your business, I highly recommend that you come check us out at profitableads.com/apply or just profitableads.com and click the apply button. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Now, enjoy this episode of Ad Agency Live. Thanks. Welcome, fellow marketer, to Ad Agency Live with Zach Radford. And today, we're going to learn another amazing marketing tactic grow your business. Let's get into it. Hey, how's it going, everybody? Zach here with another episode of Ad Agency Live. And today I'm going to answer a question that I get on a regular basis. What network is kind of better for advertising and for what type of business? Is it Facebook? Is it Google Ads? Which one should I be running for my business? Zach, tell me. I hear this on a regular basis, and I don't think there's like a simple answer for it, but I'm going to do my best. I'm going to break down all the pros and cons for each network and who I think should be running ads where, and who I see spending money in these advertising platforms and how you can implement that into your business. All right, let's jump right in. So, first off, we'll start with Facebook. Why is Facebook great? What are the pros, I should say? So the pros are that it is a cost-effective platform. More importantly, I don't even have it listed here, but the number one thing that I absolutely love about Facebook and digital marketing is the data. That's right, I should have that written down there. Let's do it, I'll do it right now. Data, because this, I'm not understating the power that we have with Facebook. We're able to tell how long somebody stayed on your site, what button they've clicked, how much of a video they've watched. It would be like the equivalent of running a TV commercial and knowing who exactly watched what percentage and serving them an additional ad based on that information, or who's clicked a button, who spent time on site. Very, very powerful tools. And the data is, it's just getting better. Like Facebook is amazing at giving us opportunities to collect data. And once we have that data, we can build what's called lookalike audiences and tell Facebook to send us more people just like that, based off add to carts, purchases, initiate checkouts, video views, absolutely any piece of data we want. We can build lookalike audiences off of that. If you're unfamiliar with what a lookalike audience is, essentially it's an audience that looks like people who've taken a similar action based on the data that we have. So number one, data is awesome. Cost effective. So it has low CPAs, or cost per acquisitions, meaning that the actual cost to get somebody to your site, let's say you pay $5 on Google per click, and I've seen up to $100, $200 per click on Google, you can get that exact same person to click on your ad on Facebook for 50 cents. Now, there's a difference in between intention behind those two clicks, but I'll get into that in a second. Essentially, it is very low and cost effective, low CPAs and very cost effective. Low competition. I think there's like a couple hundred thousand advertisers and 2 billion people on Facebook. So there's a huge number of people to show your ads to. I don't think I've even shown all 2 billion users' ads yet. We've definitely tried, and we've seen behind millions and millions of dollars in ad campaigns. I don't think we've reached that number, maybe. But there's just so many people, and you can get your message out to the right people at the right time based on data. It works wonders. better creatives. In my opinion, marketing is all about telling the right story for your business, your brand, your product, because people love to buy, but they hate being sold. And you, if you pick up your phone right now, go to Facebook, you'll see 10,000 people trying to sell you something. That's the wrong way to do marketing. A better way to do marketing is to warm people up with your content and then serve them ads based on that. And what this platform allows you to do, Facebook allows you to cultivate these relationships with people at scale, show them the videos that you want them to see. So essentially, if you think of your business as a funnel, we can serve video ads at the top of that funnel, warming people up, getting them interested about your business. And then we can have them take a small action, like maybe get their email address. Then we can start showing them ads down at the bottom of the funnel to make a purchase. Because people don't just like buy because, well, that's not true. A small percentage of the market is actively looking to buy. So you can get coincidental deals and sales that way. But the vast majority of people really don't buy today. So we want to start building those pools of audiences, and Facebook has amazing creatives to do that. And something that I absolutely love is it's direct marketing essentially. Now, the original direct marketing would have been done directly either in like a newspaper, like those ads in the back of classified sites newspapers, and then, or like TV infomercials. That's direct marketing. And it gives you the ability to tell a story and then get them to take action, whatever that is. It's like call now and purchase, or write in and send your check of $20 to receive whatever it is that they're selling. And now all of that, not all of it, but I would say a huge portion of direct marketing takes place on Facebook, hence the size of the business. Now, let's talk about some of the cons. Now, essentially, the learning curve with Facebook ads is a beast. If you have never ran Facebook ads before and you're like, hey, I'm going to start running Facebook ads today, you might want to take a course or something on it to learn all of the different aspects, because it's a vast subject and you can't just jump into it very easily. Now, there is a simplified version called Boosting Posts. I do not recommend it for anybody. It can be good to warm up pieces of content to your existing audience, but other than that, I've never seen a boosted post drive sales behind all the ad spend that I've seen. Now, a con is they have extreme strict terms of services. Now, I personally know people with millions of dollars monthly in ad spend who've had their account closed down without warning. Now, they may not even have done anything. They just didn't like it. I've even myself personally had my account banned out of nowhere. And they said that my account, I was selling MLM or affiliate marketing or something like that. And then I was like, so they did what they call a mass sweep. So they take a block of accounts that they don't think are running against, or they're running against their term of service, and then they disable them. And then what happened, luckily enough that I had an account manager, I reached out to my account manager. They end up reversing that because I was like, look, this is a huge mistake. I am a marketing company. I'm not some get rich quick scheme. And then once they saw that and they realized what we were doing, they activated our account again. So that is a real threat within Facebook, and you need to be aware of that. So that was a con. Little to no support. Now, what I found when I first started advertising on Facebook, I didn't have an account manager. So I was really left in the dark with changes and things that were happening. Like, I would just hear it through the grapevine. If I needed to talk to somebody, I didn't really have that. So that was a little bit frustrating. It's not like they have a phone number where you can just call them and get somebody on the phone and get something done. Now, once you start spending money on Facebook, a decent amount, and I don't even know what that looks like, maybe $1,000+ a month, they will have somebody reach out to you, set an appointment, but that person, all they do is try to show you how to improve your campaign or spend more money, essentially, is what they're trying to do. And it may or may not work for you. I don't know. And that's totally up to you. But at the same time, I feel that the support for the size of the company should be a lot better than it is. You just get tech support and the occasional account manager conversation. Now, when you're spending more money, they invite you down to Facebook, they take care of you, they treat you well and all that stuff, which is great. And I understand that because it's more valuable to their business. But at the same time, the smaller advertiser, they're just not really focused on them yet. And I'm sure Facebook will. Another something that I put as a con, which I put as a pro on the other one, is interruption marketing, which is direct marketing essentially. And the reason I put that as a con is because it's so much different than somebody who is actively searching for your product or service. Essentially, somebody comes to Facebook, they see that, you know, they're trying to find pictures of their friends, family, gram, see how she's doing. And then they see your ad. So you're interrupting what she's actually doing. And that could be a con if you don't know how to run those ads properly. There is a learning curve there, as mentioned. But yeah, that may be a con for some people. Me, I absolutely love that format of advertising. Now, the pros with Google Ads. Google Ads is fantastic for people actively searching for your product. So the difference between Facebook and Google essentially is that Facebook, you're interrupting people. Google, they're actively looking for you. So that makes it more valuable. They have, they are actively looking and searching for your product. So they would be more likely to purchase from you because they have what we call intent to do that. Or why else would they be looking for plumbers in your local area or whatever that is? Now, if you're on Facebook running ads for plumbers, now you can get leads and understand stuff, but somebody, when there's a leak, they're not going to Facebook to see if they can flip through the ads to find a plumber. They are going to Google and they're typing a plumber near me, and then they're clicking that. So you're getting a lot of traffic that is ready to take action. Google is much easier to set up and learn, in my opinion. They even have a simplified version of it. It's not as good as the full-blown ads manager, but it works really well. And I work for one of the largest agencies in Canada, and I've seen a ton of people get pretty decent results, especially local businesses, with Google Ads. Now, I truly believe that the data is stronger with Google. Now, let me kind of explain this. So let's say you get a new account, or you're a new business, you're new to online marketing, or you're an agency starting off with someone who has no existing data. What I'll do, and this is like a Jedi mind trick, ancient marketing, digital marketing secret that I'm revealing here. So take notes. If you're brand new and or you have a new client, you start with Google Ads for the first little bit and you build up your data. Then you go to Facebook and build what's called a lookalike audience to generate those results that you're looking for. So the reason why we would do that is that people that are actively searching for your product or service are more valuable in the beginning than people that are just clicking on an ad on Facebook. But if we can get a bunch of people to our site, and based on how long they've spent on our site or an action they've taken on our site, build what's called a lookalike audience to Facebook, and we tell Facebook, hey, go find more of these people for me so we can serve ads to them, and boom. Then you can reduce your cost per click. So let's say we got like 300 clicks at $5 a click, expensive. Now we can take that same data, get those exact same people over on Facebook for a fraction of the cost. So the data is definitely stronger on Google, and I highly recommend that's where you start if you're just starting a new campaign or you don't have any data. Another huge pro is that Google, literally their reach is 95% of the internet. 95% of the internet, that's massive. I don't think there's a single site that they cannot serve ads on. It's huge. Now, some of the cons about Google Ads is that it's a little bit more expensive, but they do have intent behind those searches. There's more competition. And the reason there's more competition is because there's limited volume. If you live in a small town and you're, again, a plumbing business, and there's 10 or 5 plumbers in that town, there's only so many searches. Everybody's got to fight for it. And what Google uses, same as Facebook, it's a bidding strategy or an auction-based system. So people will bid per keyword or cost per click to come to your website. So every time somebody clicks your ad, you're charged X amount. And the person who bids the most gets the most traffic and so on. So that drives some, I've seen some cost per clicks at $200 plus. It gets crazy. So yes, it's a little bit more expensive, more competition, limited volume, and less creative. And I put "for some" in brackets there because if you're like me, I like to be a little bit more creative and tell a larger story with my marketing through warming an audience up with video, and then, you know, perhaps sending them to a landing page, giving them something for free, and then coming in for the sale. It can be done on Google, but I find it's more limited, especially on the search side of things. Display I find to be a little bit less effective. YouTube, on the other hand, is a great platform, and Google's a beast. Like, it's huge. It's like three networks in one, with the Google Display Network, the search, and YouTube, of course, which is like TV nowadays. So if you're into being creative, I find it's set up a little bit better on Facebook. And that's just my personal opinion. So who is Facebook ads for, and who should be running Facebook ads? The answer is everybody. Right now, it's such a good deal that I would say in the next 2 to 3 years, the cost for Facebook ads is going to double, if not triple, and you're going to miss a golden opportunity to be running these types of ads for your business. Now, I'm not saying that you won't be able to run them, but they're never going to get cheaper than they are currently. Just more and more people are going to get in, and it's going to get more and more and more and more expensive. So now is the time to get in on Facebook ads. Now, if I had to select a group of companies that I would recommend, if you only wanted to run Facebook ads, these would be those companies: e-commerce, SaaS, apps, local businesses, coaches, consultants, service providers. These businesses will do wonderful on Facebook, and I'm sure there's some others, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what type of business you are, I would be spending a minimum of $10 a day on Facebook. Just if all you're doing is building an audience that you can monetize at a later date, because now it is extremely cost effective. So that brings me to, who is Google Ads for? Again, for everybody. Every business should be running Google Ads as well. If you have a business that's just running Facebook ads, what happens when Facebook stops being the most cost effective? What happens when the prices go up? What happens if they change the algorithm? What happens if they shut down your account? Then what? Exactly. When you have multiple sources of traffic, you're diversifying yourself, and it's allowing you to be safe within your business, safer anyways. And so when my account got shut down with Facebook, I had no choice but to start using Google Ads, and we found something that works really, 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 really well for our business. And now that I got my Facebook back, so I got my Facebook ads working, I got my Google ads working, now I'm getting twice as much traffic. And well, we get the same budget essentially that we're spending, but we've split it between both networks. And if one goes down, we still have a source, we can allocate the rest of the budget there, and then we've taken care of ourselves. But if somebody asks me, like, who is Google Ads for? Who should be running these types of ads? Local businesses, service providers, niche businesses, and business to business. I've seen some business to business struggle on Facebook, but again, that's all based on your data. And that would be my recommendation. So if you're watching this live on Facebook, put in the comments hashtag live. If you're watching the replay, hashtag replay. If you're watching this on YouTube, give us a big thumbs up. Comment down below. Let me know what your favorite part is. And what network do you use? Do you use Facebook? Do you use Google Ads? Do you use both? Are you YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Taboolo? What are you using in your business right now? Let me know. I would love to hear what's working. And if you're listening to the podcast, it would truly mean the world to us if you could take the time to give us a review. The more reviews that we get, the better we make this, the better we can make this content, the more people we can reach, and the better we can bring you more solid, awesome content just like this. All right, guys, hopefully you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you in the next. I'll talk to you soon.